is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Veronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center, a senior research fellow, commenting on the present debate in Washington about stimulus. The Biden administration is proposing several trillion dollars in many directions to restart or recover the American economy from the pandemic. The word used always when restarting or recovering from a recession is Keynesianism. John Maynard Keynes, the very famous English economist whose writings have been cited for 100 years now, first in his response to the economic consequences of the Versailles Peace Treaty, and then again recommended to the British government during the 1930s about government spending. Well, here we are with one more debate. The difference this time is that it's not a normal recession. It's a recession that we did to ourselves because of an external driver, in this case, the pandemic. Do you recover from a recession that is artificial in the same fashion you have always followed to recover from a recession that is made by the economy, such as 2008-2009. Veronique, a very good evening to you. Writing at Mercatus with your colleague, you publish this very succinct sentence. Both history and Keynesian-influenced economic theory teach that extra government spending per se cannot do much to overcome the effects of a supply shock. Is it different this time? Is the Keynesian model that appears to be in play in Washington going to help us out of an artificial recession? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No, I mean, nothing. It's not different. This time it's different. This is a supply shock, supply side shock, and the Keynesian, theory that government spending can jumpstart the economy and put idle resources back to use when they're not and when the demand is weak, obviously just it doesn't really work. And while we've been calling the CARE Act, we've been calling all the five COVID relief bill stimulus, there was just no way it could do that. And the economy was closed, and then people weren't going out because they were worried of being sick. And as a result, really, there's no amount of government spending that can jumpstart the economy. I think what President Biden likes to be able to actually kind of pretend that there's a theory behind his actions, but there's none here. It's just spending and throwing tons of cash to Democrats' pet project just for the sake of it.
The Keynesian model depends upon two things happening that I observe and I learn from your reporting with your colleague Garrett Jones. One is that firms, enterprises, have fewer customers. Nobody's coming in the store, for heaven's sakes. We've both been to parking lots where the parking lots are empty around department stores, and the malls were stripped of customers. That certainly fits that model of Keynesian price mechanism. Failure of the price mechanism, no price will get the customers in the stores. The second one about workers, people employed, do not negotiate with their employer and to work at a lower wage. They maintain the wage they had before, and the employers have to let them off, which is what happened during this crisis. Now, those are Keynesian theory. They don't seem appropriate to the experience we just had over the year. Does that signify to the lawmakers in Washington that neither of these circumstances are in place?
Well, so the COVID-19 recession was really a supply constraint. And for the Keynesian theory to even begin to apply, you need to have a lack of aggregate demand. Usually it's because there's a collapse in the economy for whatever reason. Firms collapse, they fire their employees, people lose their jobs, they have less money, they don't spend it. It's this lack of aggregate demand. This is not what we've had. We've had lockdowns, that were meant to restrain output, literally to restrain output. So when you have lockdowns, you can spend money to try to actually create that output, it's not going to happen, right? I mean, it was illegal for the economy to operate. And at the same time, a lot of these companies have seen their costs go up quite dramatically in order to stay in business when they were allowed to. So these are really absolutely not conditions. There's no way, these are not Keynesian. There's not Keynesian demand shock. There's a supply shock, and we should not be expecting under any circumstances that really the government spending per se would change this.
I want to attach this to a concern that's in the headlines all the time now, Veronique, with your permission. Inflation.
Yes, sure.
Inflation.
Yes.
U.S. inflation isn't scary yet, but it could be. That's a headline in Bloomberg Opinion, an essay written by the former New York Fed president, Bill Dudley, who's now at Princeton. Isn't scary yet, but it could be. And he lists three conditions that have to be in place for inflation to be more than temporary, that is to be scary, to be persistent. The first is there has to be a demand for workers that's not being met. We need more people. The second is that the workers have to demand higher wages and the wage inflation. And the third is that people expect inflation. Now, I mention those three things because I'm told in reading the stimulus bills, the various versions that infrastructure, American families, they have different names, are going to create conditions for inflation. That means that Keynesianism will be used as an argument to stimulate the economy, which will lead to inflation, which is not stimulating whatsoever. It's, in fact, a very negative for the economy. Is that in place now if this spending goes forward, that we'll be Keynesians, but at the same time, we'll live through an inflation crisis?
Well, so if by we'll be Keynesian, you mean the government will be spending a lot of money?
Yes.
The government is already spending a lot of money. And obviously, if you look at this budget that was just released, the president budget says that in 2021, fiscal year 2021, there will be $7.2 trillion spent, which is quite spectacular considering the economy is moving towards full employment, and that last year it was roughly $6.5 trillion at the thick of the recession. So the fear that a lot of economists have is like you're going to have the economy that reopens and people with massive amount of savings, they're going to be just trying to spend all of this money, and that's going to create massive increase in general prices and prices. And also, I would argue that there's, because of unemployment benefits, because of a lot of disincentive created by the spending, there's, people are going to be asking for higher wages to go back. Now, does this create inflation? I don't know. But one thing is sure is that when people expect that there will be inflation in the future, it tends to actually happen now. And so you have all of this, and this is why I think there are a lot of people who are nervous. Well, I mean, you have other people who say, well, this is only transitory. It's just only to kind of like go through this hump of people spending all their money. This inflation is not going to stick. It's not going to stick. But it's also only not going to stick if the Federal Reserve take actions, and it's unclear that the Federal Reserve is not going to follow the political route, which is to actually keep interest rates very low in order to maintain the short-term growth, and that could be that could cause trouble.
To the Keynesian model, there's a thing called the multiplier of the spending, and it's always been moved around in my reading. Sometimes it's 1.5, sometimes it's 0.6. Is the multiplier still a debate about what government spending will lead to in the economy?
Well, so I think there's still a big debate. There's a big interest in that aspect of the literature. But what's interesting, and this is one of the things we point out in the paper, is that while there is a debate, in textbooks, the position that are the assumption when the Keynesian theory is presented is that the multiplier is always, you know, two or even three, meaning that the government spends a dollar, everything goes according to plan, and the economy creates and it crowds in $3 of private investment. And there is always this assumption that is lingering always during a crisis that this multiplier is going to be above one and is going to actually maybe like generate more growth and really work. The problem is that what the debate has actually shown and what the empirical evidence has shown is like over and over and over and over again, these assumptions turn out to be wrong, right? So it's not because something is positioned in the textbook. And it's also not because this is the assumption that policymakers and the Keynesian pundits are making systematically that it turns out to be in fact what happens. And this is particularly the case now in this particular recession, precisely for the reasons that we've talked about, which is it's not even the kind of recession that usually could bring about a multiplier that would be above one. And the conditions for that multiplier to be above one, you know, which is rare, is just really, they're not there. Most of the time they are not there, but in particular in the setting that we have, it's not there.
The politics of this suggest right now, not sorting through what's going to happen, that there's a great deal of spending in train. We know that happened in 2020 and in 2021 and more to come. Does that mean that we're going to experiment with Keynesianism in something that we've never seen before? This is an unprecedented a Keynesian version?
So I think we're constantly experimenting with Keynesianism. Keynesianism is driving a lot of the policies, think about even during the President Bush's year, when he said we're going to be sending checks to people so they can spend them, like tax rebate to people so they can spend them and then jumpstart the economy. That's Keynesianism. And Republicans and Democrats tend to use Keynesianism as something that underlines a lot of what they do. This notion that if only whether we let you keep more of your money than you would go and spend it, or that if the government directly gave you money, you would go and spend it, and then that would create this virtuous Keynesian cycle. And so we are experimenting it all the time. What we are going to experience right now is what is happening in a setting like this where we have a ton of money going in, and the conditions for Keynesian stimulus to happen just are not there. And what is the connection with the monetary policy? That is going to be something to follow, and that is something that I can guarantee you economists are going to be studying for the time to come, depending on how the Federal Reserve act. Are they going to raise interest rates? It's hard to tell. I mean, they should, you know, if their inflation target is above 2, which it's come like for, I think it's more than 3 or 4 months, it should be raising interest rates. Are they? We'll see.
Véronique de Rougy is senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center. 100 years after Keynes emerged as a thought leader, the Versailles Treaty in Paris, 100 years from now, we'll find out how the experiment in 2021 worked out. We're going to turn to the other part of Keynesian spending. It's a very polite term, debt. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.